I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This here is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy.
Netflix is an amazing company. Netflix used to specialize in sending you DVDs. You don't have to go to the video store anymore. They'll send you the videos, but they used to actually mail you DVDs.
Right. You'd go on mailer?
Yeah, you'd go on their website, you'd pick the movies you wanted to watch, they would mail them to you, and then you send them back. They have gone from that model to this model of only streaming, not only showing previously made films, but now they're producing films and major films.
2 years ago, they produced Roma, which had an Oscar nomination.
Right.
And some thought might take the Oscar for that year.
Yeah.
That's the center of a controversy now with it. And that has to do with Martin Scorsese's film.
The Irishman.
The Irishman, right.
Yeah, this 3 hour plus epic.
$150 million.
Bringing back all the great gangster actors of all time.
Yes.
Now you got to figure another $50 to $100 million to market it and distribute it, because they are going to do a brief little theatrical run.
All right. Now there is the rub. The controversy is how much time they can get to release that in theaters.
Yeah.
Netflix will not abide the industry standard in a theater. And Netflix wants it to be its film, streaming for its people, but it does also want it to qualify, if it can, for the Oscars.
I am with these guys, not Netflix. I'm anti-Netflix in this. You have to have a legitimate theatrical presence.
Well,
you have to be there long enough for audiences to, first of all, gauge if they're there and they want to see your film, and then if it has any legs. I don't know if that takes 2 months, 3 months, whatever. If you don't show your film in theaters, then you're just a television movie, and then you should be going for Emmys and not Oscars.
And that's Steven Spielberg's point. They want to put it in their theaters and they want it to run. They're not so much concerned about its Oscar nominations as it is the amount of time that their standard for a film. And Netflix, naturally, I mean, owns this baby. They have both TV and they have films. Now,
the other thing right now, currently controversial, is the new Dave Chappelle stand-up special on Netflix called Sticks and Stones.
Okay.
And there is a lot of conversation going on about the stand-up special right now, because he takes on the cancel culture. He takes on, you know, political correctness, this cultural wide oversensitivity we have, you know, and half of the audience is not taking kindly to it, and the other half is enjoying him sort of bursting these sacred cows. Well, that was a mixed metaphor. Bursting balloons, sacred cows. He's bursting balloons shaped in the shape of sacred cows.
I don't know about sacred cows, but Netflix is like HBO, Amazon.
Yeah.
These are becoming gigantic players in the film industry.
It's amazing.
So what do you think the future is?
I really don't know. I mean, initially this stuff was supposed to take on the cable companies, right? Yes. So cable was becoming outrageously expensive. And you'd spend hours just looking at crap, you know, scrolling through the guide.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my God, like it's just so much. And you want to watch none of it, right? So these companies like Netflix, Hulu come along, Amazon Prime. And they're like, listen, we'll give you all this content. Now it's not going to be live, but you're going to have access to all this content. You can watch a whole season of something, right? Or all the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea took hold. And so people started with it. They call it, cutting the cord. You're cutting the umbilical cord to the cable.
Okay.
Your cable box. And now they got so much support and were so commercially successful that they were able to start producing. They became studios.
Yes.
They became little studios. And not little, but big, actually. You know? Major studios. I mean, even Amazon has had stuff like Academy Award caliber films that they've produced.
Well, for me, the challenge is going to be that if Netflix is as big and powerful as it is, I'm going to have to come to you to see The Irishman. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were able to watch it on my computer, it's not like your big screen.
Right.
That requires me to do things that I don't want to do in order to see what I suspect to be a great film.
Yeah, I know. And don't you want to see that film big screen?
That's why I'm talking about it right now.
I mean,
preparing you for me to come over and watch it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Have a big party. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at WCBE.org.